Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So this time of year then, it has definitely got cold, there's no doubting about that, and it's also beginning to be a little bit festive. There are Christmas songs on the radio and people are planning what's going to be happening at Christmas. But today we're going to talk about possibly the other side of Christmas, the people that may be feeling a little bit lonely at this time of year. I've come along to Home Instead, who support a variety of people across Harrogate, Ripon and Thirsk. I'm here with Andrew and Sheena. Hello.
Hello there.
So talk to me about loneliness then. It can happen at any time of year. It's not just at this time of year, but is it prevalent? Are there a lot of people that are lonely?
Yes, well, I'll just give you some of the facts, actually. 1 in 3 older people are affected by loneliness. The other fact is that half of all older people in the UK, and that's 5 million, consider TV to be their main form of company.
Oh.
So when you think about that, you know, they're relying on their TV. Obviously, they're feeling quite isolated. And there's another fact that a saddening 450,000 older people in the UK spent last Christmas alone. Obviously, we're an ageing population, and so it is going to increase as the UK population is living longer. The number of people aged 80 years and older is projected to almost double by 2030. So you can see, you know, it's not going to go away.
Yeah, you could feel a real responsibility to help people more at Christmas, don't you?
That's right, absolutely.
Everybody's very, very busy, aren't they, in their day-to-day life? But remembering those people is really important. Why do you, at Home Instead, think that matters?
Well, it matters a lot, because being lonely has a significant and lasting effect on people's well-being. It's associated with illnesses such as depression, sleep problems, impaired cognitive health, vascular resistance, high blood pressure, psychological stress generally, and can lead to mental health problems. So the impact is quite severe. Something like 1 in 10 people actually visit their GP, not because there's something wrong with them, but because they're lonely and they want to have a conversation. So the impacts of loneliness are negative, but there are things that we can do about it. It doesn't have to be that way.
And that is something that you are very keen to do, particularly at this time of year and particularly in your local community. I know that you are always out and about helping a variety of different causes. What have you been up to recently?
Well, just recently we've supported an annual event that we do, which is a community Christmas lunch for the older people of Thirsk. And every year as well, we get involved with supporting the Salvation Army in Ripon, who provide a Christmas lunch for those people who otherwise wouldn't have a lunch on Christmas Day. So our staff very kindly every year donate a Christmas present for everyone that attends that lunch, so they've got something to open on Christmas Day.
That makes such a difference, doesn't it? I can't imagine not seeing anybody or doing all the Christmas Day things on Christmas Day. I can't picture that, but that must be really horrible for some people that have that.
I think we've also got to think about the reasons why people are lonely at this time of year. They may have lost a loved one. Their plans for retirement have changed because, you know, their partner's passed away, so maybe they don't have direct family living near them. They may have moved away from their friends and family that they've known for years. Giving up work. Employment can also lead to isolation.
I suppose part of it is going to be boredom as well, isn't
it? Yes, absolutely. And I think it's just losing that outside contact, losing those links with the community. And there might be also health problems that might make it more difficult for them to get out and about and again, to do the things that they used to enjoy doing when they were fit and able.
So this problem isn't going to go away then. We have an ageing population and it's something that we're better to tackle now. So what can we do then? What do you do at Home Instead, and what can people do in the wider community?
There is quite a lot of help available. It's just knowing where to find it. So within Harrogate and Thirsk and the Ripon areas, there's the opportunity to attend lunch clubs, coffee mornings, there's church groups. There's also activity clubs where they may play cards or bingo or dominoes. There's dancing. There's forums specifically as well for men who particularly find it difficult to get involved in some of these things. There's over 50s forums. And then there's groups that really help to support people with specific conditions, whether that be dementia or Parkinson's, etc. if you've got a good voice, or even if you haven't got a good voice, there's lots of singing groups as well. So there is a lot out there. What I would recommend, if anybody wanted to know what is out there, is to actually contact the local voluntary services group.
And I presume if you have a loved one or you know somebody, it's a neighbour or a friend, you could just contact them on possibly their behalf and see what's out there, because I suppose using the internet and things like that may sometimes not be viable.
Absolutely. And of course, there's what we provide as well. So one of the core things we do to support people is providing regular companionship and trips out. And we can do that by providing a same person each time who's well matched to the person that they're visiting, with maybe similar hobbies and interests, that kind of thing.
Do you ever think, in essence, sort of asking for the service of companionship is a hard thing to ask for? If you're asking for maybe care or personal care or support getting from A to B, that seems like, oh, I definitely need that help. Asking for companionship may be a really hard thing to say that you need.
It is. Mm-hmm. So our staff are trained how to actually build relationships, and quite often the initial reason we're going is perhaps providing a bit more practical help, and the companionship comes after, and we will develop from that once somebody's got to know somebody and trust them.
But there's absolutely no shame in saying, I'm lonely, I'm bored. There's no shame in that at all.
It's often, you know, that the families actually call us to say, you know, we need some help with our parents, and we need to provide some companionship. We're not here all the time. Can you help? So again, it's supporting the family network, which has proved successful as well.
So if somebody knows someone who could do with a bit of support, they can just get in touch with the team at home instead. What else can people do themselves on a day-to-day basis to help people in the community that may be lonely?
Just keep an eye on your neighbours as well, because, you know, we're all very much isolated ourselves. We're so busy with our lives. Sometimes we just have to look to the community again and see, do we know someone who lives next door who's elderly? Are they okay? You know, have the curtains been drawn for a number of days? Just keep an eye on them, especially in this bad weather. If there's snow and ice on the ground, they probably won't want to go out shopping. So again, could we pop round, just make sure they're okay? Can we do some Christmas shopping for them? Just anything that we can do to help and just make sure that they're not lonely, they don't feel isolated, and that they are safe as well and warm in their own home.
If people would like to get in touch then about any of the things that we've talked about today, loneliness, companionship, I know you're going to a variety of local events to help people, how can they get in touch and talk to someone at home instead all about it?
They can either give us a call on 01423 774490 and ask for Andrew or Sheena, or drop us a line by email to harrogate@homeinstead.co.uk.
Andrew and Sheena, thank you very much, and happy Christmas.
Yes, happy Christmas.
Thank you. Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.